Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Unpredicted Party, the only Middle-earth TTRPG that will finally answer the question, why didn't they just take the Eagles to Mordor? And we are one step closer to answering that question. Around me are my internet friends. Say hi, internet friends.
Hi, internet friends.
I am your humble lore master, Don Marshall. Around me are Tori Fox, Max Randolph, Zach Smith, and of course, NX Wilson playing Haldir. Before we get started, though, we do have some announcements. One, we want to give a thank you to our two sponsors. The stream would not be possible without the One Ring created by Free League Publishing. Free League graciously sent us advanced copies of the Middle-earth TTRPG so that we could play in a more fleshed out version of Middle-earth. So whether you want the bundle or the starter set or the core rulebook or the dice or the maps, go to freeleaguepublishing.com today. I also want to thank our second sponsor, and I finally have the thing to show you, the
yes.
Rook and the Raven. If you are interested in TTRPGs and taking notes in the coolest ways possible, the Rook and the Raven offers maybe the coolest stuff I have ever seen. Zach has one with him. I have one of mine. Part of it is filled out already because my wife already stole it and started filling it out. You get these. That's why I didn't have it last week. Last week when we were filming, I'm like, where did that go? Oh, right. My wife stole it. They also have these really cool binder dividers. The artwork is amazing so that you can like separate. I don't know about you. I make like 17 different characters. So if I have notes for each of them, it's going in here. You just need to go to therookandtheraven.com or in any Google search, just search The Rook and the Raven. We also want to let you know we have merchandise at donmarshall72merch.com. You can get the Unpredicted Party stuff there. Keep an eye out for some I, for one, will welcome our bird overlords happening soon. We also have a few people we want to thank. The artwork is done by the very talented Sarah M. Shunky. And I realized last episode I did not give her nearly enough credit for the amazing Galadriel artwork. I'm going to pop that up on screen right
Wonderful.
Now. Incredible work. I cannot emphasize enough how like little direction I need to give her. I'm like, look, I need you to make a creepy Galadriel. Here's three notes. And she just goes with it, and it's brilliant. The battle maps done by Little With the Cartographer. You can find his services on Facebook. The music has been lovingly crafted by Cullen Vance. You heard a lot of his last week playing in the background. He also gave me like, here's the full 1 minute looped version, then here's just the isolated drums, just the isolated choir, just the isolated strings, and I'm so excited for you all to hear the final product. It is so good. Finally, a very special thanks to my wife. She goes by Nat20Wife on all social media. She is the one that helps make sure that these streams stay as focused as they can be. Without further ado, is everybody ready to get started?
Let's go!
Let's go!
Let's go!
When last we left off, our heroes had successfully managed to save the elven Queen Galadriel in her realm of Lothlorien after she had been possessed by Gwaihir the Windlord, who had taken possession of the One Ring and by extension control of those who control the Elven Rings. The battle was fierce. You all sustained some heavy damage with the exception of Tanel, who took like 3 or 4 points of damage, I think. Yeah. The rest of you, though, were looking a little bit rough.
A little bit.
However, the battle was not without its cost. Two of the three elven rings were destroyed by Halloweth as he took his ancient elven weapons. And with the mental fortitude that he needed while having one of the elven rings of power on his finger, he was able to destroy them. But it was not just a loss of rings. It was also a loss of digits. Gwaihir the Windlord, in exchange for leaving Galadriel, coerced Halloweth into cutting off his own ring finger.
Forcefully coerced.
There we go. Having forcefully coerced him to do so, Halloweth, your maximum HP is now reduced by 2. And at the end of the session, you did see, as you were wrapping the bandaged, bloodied finger, that the corruption had just started down your hand. we are actually going to pick it up a little bit later on in the session, because three of the four party members have basically collapsed in a heap of exhaustion and fear. We find ourselves back in the cave system with Tinel and her parents, while the other three are unconscious or in the deep, deep sleep of having just successfully saved the Elven Queen of Lothlorien. Tinel, as you watch Ilarin and the healing elves walk through what once was the forest of Karas-Galathon, you see the sand particles and the leaves and the branches and the trunks and the roots begin to fade. Not every tree is gone, but enough are that you can see far into the forest, way farther than you ever had before. Ilarin and the rest of the elves grab Beeri and Halloweth and Haldir and Galadriel, bring them back to the cave. You bring your parents there as well. Mm-hmm. They are tended to as your mother lies unconscious, being tended to by one of the elves. Your father calls you in to just talk for the first time in months. Hello?
Hey. I'm sorry I left so on such a short notice, but I knew something was wrong, and unfortunately I was right.
We were never able to stop you anyway.
It's true. But I didn't know this would happen.
No. No, I imagine you didn't. None of us did. But tell me, what did happen?
They did find the One Ring.
Did they?
Yes, in an unexpected place, but I don't think I ever found out where, but it's been a while, but they were going to take it to Mordor to destroy it. And they had the assistance of Gwai here.
He was tempted.
Yes.
The other eagles.
One survived, but the rest are gone. At least the ones who were ferrying. It was a small fellowship of people.
Who?
A prince from Mirkwood. A ranger from up north, Aragorn. Gandalf, the wizard.
Mithrandir.
Yes. He's gone. They all are.
You just watch his face fall. He is distraught, and he says,
"We realized something was wrong almost immediately. The lady, she fell unconscious. We had no means of waking her.
It was her ring. He knew where they were immediately. It took Lord Elrond as well. But we were actually able to stop him.
He's alive.
Yes, he's alive.
Well, that is good news.
Yes. As far as I know, when I left, Rivendell is still standing and still well protected, but now I just don't know. I thought Lorien was well protected, but...
It was. No one could have foresaw this, dear.
No. I'm sorry I wasn't back sooner. And she just starts to, like, mist up and cry a little bit.
It's all right. It's really all right. As soon as your mother is awake, we will figure out what to do. The three of us. Together.
Well, yes, and... I need to introduce you to my friends.
Yes, yes, I'm sure you do.
We might need to be thanking them as well, or them more than me.
We owe them quite a bit, don't we?
Yes. I'm actually going to go see how they're doing.
Yes, of course.
I'll be right back, I swear.
We'll talk later.
Yes, thank you.
Of course. Tinel.
Yes.
Don't wander off too far.
I won't. I'll be back shortly. I promise.
Of course. Tanel, what are you doing in this moment?
I am just going to go to the healers and to where everybody is and just kind of check in on where everyone is.
Ilarin walks up to you and says, they are all exhausted and healing well, but and he glances down at Halloweth. That may be a problem. His finger. We can attempt to reattach it, but I fear with the ring.
I don't want to speak for him, but I think it'll be okay.
I assume so, but you know him more than I.
Yes. I think he'll be fine.
He did seem to be able to handle himself quite efficiently.
Yes, I have some questions for him when he wakes as well. So please let me know.
I certainly will.
Thank you. And the rest, Beery, Haldir.
Yes, of course, they are receiving the best of treatment. That dwarf friend of yours, quite resourceful.
Yes, he was. I don't think we would have won without him. Whatever. Win is a bad word, forget it. But
it's all right, I understand. Take your time.
And my mother.
Yes, she is healing. The burns are not too severe, but there will be some scarring and some damage.
I figured as much, but thank you. I know you are working as hard as you can, so thank you.
Of course. You, meantime, should rest. You have been through everything they have. You just came out a bit more lucky than the rest.
Yes. Do you know if there's anyone still patrolling outside of the cave?
We just do have a few scouts out now, but and he glances down at Galadriel. The main danger is gone, as far as we are aware.
Well, there was a fell beast, and I'd like to make sure it doesn't come back.
I did shoot it in the eye, and Halloweth did as well.
Well, yes, but very well, I will go rest. She like looks a little annoyed.
we'll keep an eye on it, I promise.
Thank you. Thank you.
And you bed down to rest for the evening. For the purposes of healing mechanics and actual gameplay, the three gentlemen who have sustained a severe amount of damage, you will not all regain your hit points right away. It is going to take you a few days to rest and recover. So for the purposes of this, I will say we will then skip ahead, unless there is something, Tanel, you would like to do, skip ahead one day when you all start to come to. I would like you all to roll a d12 for me, please.
Is that included, done?
Tanel, you are okay. You stayed conscious. Cool.
Perfect. Oh, boy.
11.
Whoa, an 8.
8? Halloweth.
11.
Okay. So, I am going to roll for Tanel's mom. 6. And Galadriel, also an 11. All right.
Hey, elves. There we go.
This elves. Is perfect because elves.
Because elves. I saw Beery chuckling away during that, by the way.
Halloweth, Haldir, in the midst of your unconsciousness, your healing, your slumber, your rest, your trance, whatever you want to call it, you have dreams, and they are all over the place. Halloweth, you dream of the forest as it once was. You see Palando and Alatar in Rivendell. Haldir, you see the vision of this humanoid bird form. You see Galadriel, they're switching places, their faces are changing almost as if it was some sort of shapeshifter. You see yourself in that ether, but you also see Lothlorien of what it was and what it is and what it could be. All of these thoughts racing through your mind over the course of the next day or two. And you too feel a connection to the lady, and your eyes pop open and you're on beds next to each other, and simultaneously you look left and right and you see each other awaken And in a moment, you also see out of the corner of both of your eyes, because she's on the other side of the cave, Galadriel slowly start to get up from the bed. And Ilarin and the rest of the healers rush over to her, not really paying you two any mind.
You're awake.
Yes, I still ache everywhere.
Me too. In some areas in particular.
I'm sorry.
Halloweth the Handy seems kind of ironic now.
One thing. Sorry. You still got me.
Sorry. Carry on.
How are you feeling, apart from the obvious aches? How long has it been as well?
I don't know. All the healers are on the other side?
All the healers are on the other side. You've probably got a decent enough time. You know, it's been a couple of days at this point since you... It's been a while.
Okay. Halloweth attempts to sit up, and then he's just like, no, and he goes back down.
I was going to tell you to make an athletics check with disadvantage, but yeah, no, I think you understand your character.
He automatically fails that. Yeah. Just at his own. Yep, he knows.
Haldir is going to try and get out of bed.
I will ask. Yeah,
he has
go ahead.
Responsibilities.
Make an athletics check with disadvantage then for me, Halloweth. Or excuse me, Haldir.
Oh yeah, Mega, sort of just as a little Easter egg thing from last episode, for fun, take a drink every time Don mixes up Halloweth and Haldir.
Oh yeah, that was bad. Ring it. That was bad.
Just try it. Take a shot. See how far you get.
I can only apologize. Yeah,
we
so
have
sorry.
Too many characters that start with Hal.
Hal, I know. There's so many. I feel kind of bad. It's very easy to get it mixed up, but it was also amusing for me. So I put that to you, audience.
This is way more than metagaming. You're just breaking the fourth wall.
Oh,
right,
completely.
Now.
This is just Zach talking now because it amused me. Anyway,
of course. All right, Hal, dear, what did you roll?
That's the with disadvantage, that's a 12, which just beats my target number.
Okay, so you struggle with this to try and get up out of bed, but you do eventually make it, and you make enough of a fuss that one of the healers, Ilarin, sends over to you and goes, "My Lord Haldir, please rest."
No, we have business to take care of.
What business could possibly be more important than your well-being?
How would the people be in my absence?
The people? I'm rolling a d12 on this. The people are terrified. I rolled an Eye of Sauron, in case anybody was curious.
they're doing an Eye of Sauron. That's what they're doing. That's how they're doing.
Yeah. The people are terrified. Their home has been destroyed. And the woman that has led them for thousands of years has corruption all over her skin.
Halloweth's going to call out. How is she? The lady, please.
Lord Halloweth, and he glances over at you. She is, and he kind of looks back. She is as well as she can be, given the circumstances, but it will be quite a while before she recovers.
Well, that's good to hear. I'm glad she could be saved. The people need a figurehead, even if it's broken for now, but she will always be a light for our people.
Yes, a figurehead indeed. As the healer starts to offer you bread, water, a little bit of food just to gain your sustenance back, you hear a dull moan from one of the other beds. Beery, you have awoken.
Okay. Just kind of mumbling in Khazad-dûl, you know, and mumbling to himself, a little bit of snoring, and then all of a sudden, "Not on fire!" And just goes. Throws his sheet off and tries to dive out of his bed.
Make an athletics check with disadvantage.
You got it.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
All right. Where the hell am I? What am I doing? Okay.
Pretty par for the course as far as beery reactions go.
Yeah. So I rolled a 2, but I smoked my target number.
Okay. Incredible.
Oh,
flying dwarf.
You know, for as unathletic as dwarves may seem, they are surprisingly nimble at the best of times. You bound up out of your bed, stand full tilt, just looking around. No idea what's going on. Gorge is there next to you, and he gives a little... So happy to see that you are alive. I regret Gorge. Doing that intense of a beery or of a Gorge voice, because now my throat's gonna be shot.
Oh no.
But the healer comes up to you almost immediately after and goes, Master Beery, please, you are not on fire.
How was gonna throw a pillow at him?
Wait, what was that, Zach?
Athletics check. There's a pillow coming your way. I beat my target number for athletics for throwing a pillow.
Beery, you looking down at Gorge just feel with a surprising amount of force. This elven pillow just completely hits you full on, and you get knocked back down.
He's like, Master Dwarf, you're safe.
Just laying on his back now, like perpendicular across his bed, just groans, just, oh. What happened? Where am I? When are we? He just kind of like looks up, crawls like it's like it's a sleepover. It kind of like rolls on his belly to like peek over.
Like Forrest Gump, Lieutenant Dan, you want some ice cream?
100%.
Oh my God.
Is there ice cream here?
I don't think they have dairy. Dang it. Sorry.
I mean, it could be made out of like oats or almond. Anyways, hi. Oh, are we dead?
Luckily, we are not dead. Just. It was pretty close. You were on fire, actually, as I'm sure you're aware.
My skin hurts. Everything hurts.
Yes. But it appears, and Howarth kind of glances over, that the lady is at least resting, recovering, and will be... okay, eventually.
Your queen's alive.
She is. As for us, well, we're about as good as we can be in the situation and circumstances that we find ourselves. Not the best of times. That is not for us to decide. All we have to decide.
Don't. Don't.
What to do?
I'm going
to
add 12 HP.
With the time that is good.
18 extra HP in the final boss.
Zach. Hey. We did it. We saved her. How's it feel?
Somehow I feel empty. Glad, but empty. My home is once again destroyed, and I don't know what next. I don't know where to go, where I belong now.
We'll find
some. Real good point.
We'll survive. Yeah. To be honest with you, I had almost given up hope of us coming out of this alive, of saving the lady, of saving our homes, so 2 out of 3. It's not bad.
It is at this point that Ilarin comes up to you, Tanel, to alert you that your friends are awake and brings you over to the bedside of the 4 heroes of Lothlorien.
You're awake.
Hey, Tanel, it's so good to see you. I imagine he's like in his like onesie. He doesn't have his arm or anything on.
Full butt flap on the right side, just hanging out.
Yeah. The whole team is here. I feel like together we can accomplish anything. Look at us. We just defeated this fabled Galadriel or whatever her name is. We did great. Look at us go.
So Nell's just going to like grab his shoulders to kind of like stop him from talking. And just say, it was genius what you did. Thank you.
Well,
I've got to hand it to you, Master Dwarf. That was impressive.
Well, his little bottom lip quivers a little bit. Oh, there's a bit of dust in here and I got my eye. Oh, I don't know what to say.
I think we would have been worse off if you hadn't have set that up. So sincerely, thank you.
Hey, you know, I do my best to be useful. I'm doing my best, and I'm very happy I was useful.
Well, we owe you. Just remember that.
You owe me a drink, is what you owe me. So, where's the pub?
Barry, and she just like puts her hand on his forehead and pushes him back down onto the bed to rest.
Barry, as you would know, all the ale is gone. Episode 9, you came in here asking for ale. There was none. Sorry, Tanel, you were about to talk to the Hal Pals.
The Hal Pals, yeah. There you go.
No, what's the name now?
Yeah. Oh, boy. That was a spur of the moment. That. Yeah, no, we're keeping it.
No, it's like, we're keeping it. I love it.
Yeah. And you too. Are you all right?
I've been bad.
Yes. I'm glad to see that you're both well now. We probably have a lot to talk about.
Indeed.
It is at this point that the four of you in your heads here, we do have a lot to talk about. And you recognize Galadriel's voice in all four of your heads, and you glance over and the healers kind of part, and she's making eye contact with all four of you, and she gestures for you to come up to her, and she very gently pushes the healers away. And as the four of you very gingerly approach, because you're still in quite a lot of pain, you notice that she does not look well. The corruption that affected Elrond in his arms and up his neck is also on her feet, her calves, her thighs, her arms, pretty much her entire body, parts of her scalp down into her eyebrows, over her forehead, through her cheek, through the ears. It is so much worse than Elrond, and like nothing you have ever seen before. But she does gesture to you to come closer, and as you all do, she says, "You four have my thanks." And she bows very serenely.
Need not.
But I do.
And he just Haleth puts a hand on her, very gingerly on her shoulder, and says, "We did our best. I can promise you that." And he kind of looks her up and down, says, "Please be honest. Was it enough?"
"We are alive. And so long as we are alive, Haloweth, there is always hope."
"That's good to hear. Milady," he just kind of steps back.
"And you, Master Dwarf, I have you to thank for my survival. Were it not for your traps, I fear I would have killed all of you."
I did my best. It's a pleasure to meet you. Hello, I'm Beery.
Hello.
You're very beautiful. Just kind of like has a hard time like making eye contact with her, even though she's in the state she's in.
She just smiles but doesn't say a word, just sort of letting you sit in the bashfulness before making eye contact with Haldir. "Thank you for all you did to save our people."
Haldir doesn't like look her in the eye, he's sort of looking at the ground. And he looks like he's a little ashamed, and he just says, "I was only doing my duty, lady."
No. You were doing what you knew was right. And that does not come from me. They will look to you now, Haldir. Are you ready?
I don't know what I'm doing. These past weeks, I've lost hope. I felt I had no control. I was hoping that now that you were back, it could go back to the way it was.
She looks around at the four of you. I think we all know that that is not possible. But times change, and decisions must be made. So tell me, what will you do?
I'm ashamed to say we don't know. Our eyes had been a bit fixed on Lorien for the past several weeks.
My lady, there are several areas of Middle-earth which require our attention. We sent out ravens upon the fall of the Fellowship. I know that Erebor, Rohan, and Gondor are all in need of assistance. I don't suppose you know that while you were under his influence, you could see which one was in dire need and which one were more resilient.
I'm going to go ahead and roll some dice.
Ooh,
that's clever, Zach. Dude.
Nice. Clever.
That one spun for a very long time. She takes a minute to really think about your question and digest.
There were bits and pieces that ebb and flow in my mind. I saw dragon bones and fell beasts without riders and Mordreth. It may take me time, but I will see what I can remember. It is still very much a blur.
Of course, I understand. Please rest as long as you need. Regain as much strength as you can. Whenever you are ready, whenever you remember anything or have any new pieces of information, we just want to help the free peoples of Middle-earth as best we can, and I think you are our best chance of doing that.
Is there like a long-range way that we can communicate with each other as, you know, as these memories come back to you? Is there like a bird you can send? I mean, not like the big dangerous bird, of course, but like, you know, a little one.
Master Dwarf, without my ring, I fear much of my power will wane. And
she glances at you, Haldir.
I fear that the forests of Lothlorien will dwindle and diminish. The four of you saved me. But I do not know what help I may be. My heart desires rest for the first time in a very long time. I was tempted. I almost joined him. His power is that great.
And she looks right at you, Haldir. And then glances over at you, Halloweth.
I am leaving.
Grey Havens.
Yes.
Undying Lands. You are leaving Middle-earth.
If there is anyone that could ask for help from the Valar, look around you. They do not trust me. Not anymore. I am sorry. You all worked so hard to save me, but I fear the outcome is not what you desired.
Our outcome was that you were safe, my lady. That we have achieved. We are alive. We will recover. And he looks to Haldir. He's just like, as will Lorien, wherever that may be.
Haldir has just been standing in sort of semi-stunned silence this whole time. And then he looks back at her and he just says, a part of me, and I know it's selfish, regrets your decision, but I understand. You deserve this. You deserve peace and you deserve this rest.
And you deserve your rightful place as the leader of these people. You did what I could not, and united them in tragedy. Well done. And you three, what will you do?
Beery just looks to the elves.
There are a couple of moving pieces, and I think it is a discussion we will all need to have. There is a large army moving north towards Erebor. We didn't see them, but we saw their tracks and what remained. At least I think they're heading towards Erebor. They were just heading north. It made the most sense.
That would be the most likely place, unless Mirkwood, or... Has there been news from Roscoble, from Radagast?
We intended to stop by on our way here, actually.
Did you?
Alas, he was not available to us. But if we planned for Erebor... And it sounds like the dwarves are pinned down already as it is. Those armies are already going to make that worse. We should definitely stop by Roscoble. Check in on Radagast.
That may be wise. Thranduil, does he know about everything that has transpired?
Yes, he sent a letter. He seems confident in his ability to protect his land.
You are quite kind in using that word, confident.
And so I'll just kind of like, almost gets embarrassed about that.
Master Dwarf.
I'm of course a little bit nervous about Erebor, but I mean, it's pretty defensible. I mean, orcs can do their best, but I have faith in my compatriots, but I don't know and understand what the royals of my people have said of done with yours, but I think it's rather silly. Is it time to band together?
He just kind of smiles for a second. And you, Haldir, your people await. What will you do?
These caves were never a permanent solution, my lady. It seems to me that Fangorn is the closest refuge. We will have the aid of the Ents, and we will be close to Gondor, Rohan, wherever our help may be needed.
Haldir, Gwaihir said the time of the beast was upon us. I fear that not every Ent may have disagreed with him. You must be careful. Please.
That is most disconcerting.
Halweth's going to just take Halde's arm and just kind of lean in and say the Ent wives have been gone for as long as we can remember. Who knows where they are, and if they come back, what their intentions may be. A lot has changed recently. I foresee potential danger, not just from there, but also from Isengard, very nearby. Please, look after yourself. Look after our people. I have every faith in you.
I see no other option than Fangorn.
Of course.
It is difficult for us to travel further than that with this many people. But I'll take care of it. And once they're settled, once we've got somewhere we could call home, is there anything I could do to help? I don't want to sit idly in Fangorn while the rest of you fight this battle.
Send words to Gondor and to Rohan. We need as many allies as we can in this fight, and from what I understand, Rohan may not be amicable right now. Gondor is holding back the forces of Mordor, but we don't know for how long. I would advise that you seek out the help of Halberad, who is in Gondor, currently overseeing that. Who knows what you'll get back from Rohan, but any elven influence there, I think, can only be good.
Do be careful in Rohan. They seem to have, at least in the letter given to us, friendly with the idea of the Windlord.
That is worrying. They are mighty warriors, and their aid would be it would be a loss if they were to join Gwaihir.
I'm gonna metagame here for a second. The episode has not been released yet, so Annex does not know anything that came through in the letters. So if you would like to take this time to explain, you don't have to go through all of it, but...
Yeah, I was about to say we could do that out of character real quick.
Just sort of explain.
Well, or like, I'll summarize. Like,
yeah, go ahead.
Tanel tells you that the letter from Rohan indicated that Grima is now king. He's marrying Eowyn. Éomer is dead, and correct me if I'm wrong, Don, the forces of the Rohirrim was kind of left unconfirmed
up in the air, and Théoden is also
dead. The Rohirrim, we don't know the Rohirrim's alliance, it wasn't mentioned, but
yeah, so Rohan's really fun right now.
Don, what did you do?
the only logical steps I could think of.
Yeah,
no,
it makes
damn
sense.
He's gonna, I mean, in classic sort of Tolkien fashion, I think that's how it's gonna sort of lean in again and just say, beware of knives in the dark and the man of the forked tongue.
Ooh, that was good. That was very good. Not bad. So, having spent this time with Galadriel, having discussed what needs to happen, you all give Galadriel her time to rest and recover. And move on to the next portion of your journey before you all decide what you are going to do together. Is there anything you would like to do while you are in these caves?
Not in the caves, but there is something I want to do before we leave.
Go ahead.
Tanel wants to try to find an herbalist of some kind because she is going to try to find seeds of the trees of Lorien. If there are any that survived.
Theory. Roll a d12 for me, please.
Ooh.
Eight.
Tanel, you spend the better part of that third day just kind of trying to figure out what you and Hallowith and Beery are going to do before this idea comes to you. And as you wander off, Beery comes up and sort of gleans what you are doing. And Beery, in the exhaustion that you had, you did manage, because Max and I talked about this earlier.
What?
Beery did have a handful of seeds that he grabbed in the state of unconsciousness and exhaustion from some of the trees in the grove. And you can present them to her anytime you would like.
He kind of waddles up. It's kind of, because everything's a little crispy. Hey, Tin.
Yes.
I saw the trees are all just kind of blown up and stuff like, and, you know, yes. And just, I was thinking, so, man, she's so beautiful back there. She's got me rattled a little bit. Anyways, the beautiful thing about material is all around us. And as long as your heart is courageous and strong, give me hands. He, with his kind of bulky dwarven hands, kind of clutches hers and opens up, dumps a handful of seeds in her hands. The thing about material is, you can always rebuild.
Are these from?
Yeah.
And now, in your hands, there are 5 seeds from the grove of trees in Lorien.
Oh my god. She puts them all in one hand and kneels down and just bear hugs Beery.
Just pats her back.
Sorry. And she's like, she's just crying. She's like, how did you know?
I mean, the place is in shambles. And the first thing you look for is you can always replant or, you know, you can always rebuild.
Thank you.
Yeah.
You keep giving me gifts and I have none for you.
Your friendship is plenty.
Give yourself a fellowship point. Oh my god.
I'm crying. Yes.
How dare you, Max?
Max is the absolute expert of texting me behind the scenes and setting things up in game. How
dare you?
He's a thoughtful dwarf.
He is. Meantime, Tanel. Oh. As you spend what you thought was going to be a few hours looking for an herbalist, trying to figure out what you could do next, your father comes up to you. Tanel, your mother is awake.
Oh, yes, let's go.
He brings you over to her bed, and she is still very weak. The burns are, you know, the scars are still there, but she does look a lot better than she did before.
And I just, like, gingerly take her hands.
Hold on to yours.
I'm sorry I couldn't get here faster.
You got here just in time. I'm just glad you're safe.
And you would have been if I hadn't gotten involved in all of this, but...
You did what you had to do. And from behind you, you can hear your dad just giving that sort of like, yes, I agree with my wife. Of course.
Yep. Yeah. About right.
Your mom kind of takes a second, couple of deep breaths. Point is, now we can all be together again.
I might have to come back a little bit later than you want.
Your dad from behind you comes up and you're sort of eye to eye. You can't possibly be thinking of leaving. You only just arrived.
There is a lot of darkness in this world. And myself and my friends have been combating it.
Tanel,
I need to keep doing this.
Tanel, you cannot save Middle Earth on your own.
I'm not alone.
The dwarf? Halus?
Yes. Yes.
You three.
And though they're not with us now, the Rangers of the North, all of Rivendell?
Your mom pipes up. How many will be able to defeat the forces of Mordor? We must go with the lady. We must flee into the West.
No. Mother, I have already fled once. I wanted to protect Lorien as much as I could, and I wasn't fast enough. I cannot let everything else that I have known be destroyed. I must do something.
You could be our daughter. Is that not enough?
I still am. Mother, you know I love you, and I want to protect you. And the best I can do now, unfortunately, is to leave you and continue fighting back this foul beast.
But your dad pipes up, Tanel, you are no warrior.
She brushes back her hair, hoping that the scars on her cheeks are still there.
Yeah, they're still there.
Yeah.
I have defeated Elrond himself. Gandalf the Grey stood against me, and we destroyed him. The only reason Gwaihir took you is because he knew I was coming. Not just myself, but the others as well. Halloweth and Beery. If I stay with you, it is a target on your back. If I leave, I will be able to fight him back. You must let me do this.
Make a persuasion check for me.
Boy, okay. Please.
16. I beat my target number by 5.
Whoa.
Tanel, you pour your heart and soul into everything you have just said. And you see tears fall down your mother's face. And you see your father go up to comfort her, a gentle arm around her shoulder. We were never really able to stop her, were we? And he gives a little chuckle to your mother, and your mom just kind of still holding back the tears.
I will come back. I promise you that.
You better.
Here.
And Tanel is going to take out one of the seeds and give it to her parents.
Your mom takes the seed in her hand, looks up at you, and
that is home. And I want to come back to it, to you and to Lorien that I have made my home. As much as it pains me, I don't remember much of Gondolin. This has been my home.
Tanel.
Yes.
You are our home.
I'll be back. I promise you.
I know. Your father just very trying to keep it together. Very much trying to hold it and be strong for his wife, but knowing that there is no going back for you. He brings you in with his other arm, and there's this family hug moment. And you just sit there with your parents for a few minutes. We're going to cut away to any of the other characters. Beery, Halloweth, Haldir. Is there anything you would like to do before?
Halloweth's just going to be like journaling, like writing down his experiences so far. So I guess he looks over at Beery and he's just like writing like in his journal.
Are you journaling in the, I'm metagaming for a second. Are you journaling in The Fall of Gondolin, the book by J.R.R. Tolkien?
He's writing down his experiences.
Oh my God.
Oh my God, you're the author of The Fall. Halloweth is the author of The Fall of God. It's canon.
Oh, it's canon.
Oh, yes.
It's canon.
Yes.
It's canon.
Now.
There you go. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so he's just writing things down.
Have you done that before and I just didn't notice?
No. That's the first. I just thought
that's brilliant. That's brilliant.
Little
that's awesome.
Sprinkle of flavor in there. Yeah, so he's just like journaling, pisses like stuff down. He looks to Beery and he says, "Are you ready to help your brothers?"
I mean, we have a wizard to check on, don't we? I mean,
sure,
we're gonna be fine. Don't you worry. Erebor is a fortress. No orcs are gonna cause a ding in those walls.
No, but we don't know what else may be there. We'll of course stop at Ferradagast along the way. Check in how the world is going, because we have no clue.
But hey, I'm dead serious about that fell beast, the flappy bastard. I feel like, I mean, I can make some wonderful things out of its carcass.
Beery, would you like to go see if the fell beast is still there?
Did it die?
It's unclear.
Let's go!
The last you saw of it, you were sprinting away from it as it had two arrows in its eyes.
Yeah,
I mean, it's going to starve.
I'll take a carving knife. See what we can.
Before we go, what's the silverware situation in this cave?
Rudimentary.
All right, let's go get the fell beast.
We're in a cave.
Right. Are you two inviting anyone else, or is this just the two?
Oh, Haldir's coming for sure. Actually, okay. The whole crew. We're gonna.
Haldir, Tanel, are you joining them?
Tanel actually might not join them. She's going to stay with her parents as long as possible.
Fair.
Boys night out. So she'll just like let the boys be boys.
Mm. No.
As much as I want to, Haldir would be busy making sure the people are ready to leave.
It's true. Yeah.
Very well. Boys trip then. Just right. Haldir, or excuse me, I'll take a drink.
Oh, everyone drink.
Everyone drink. Just Halloweth and Beery.
All right.
So you two seem to remember, and you go around to ask Alarin where this whole thing was, and you spend about a half hour heading out towards the mountain range where you saw the fell beast, who was still climbing up the mountain, but like in a lot of pain, so much so that he couldn't fly. I need both of you to make explore checks for. I'll let you do whatever you want. Not whatever you want. I'll let you roll either a scan or an explore check.
Okay.
I'm on scan.
I am also on scan. I have zero.
Zero and explore.
Blocks.
I could do explore. Don, would it help us if we have contrasting skills?
I think so long as one of you could hit your target number, you'd be able to find it. But that's if it's still alive, or that's if it's dead, excuse me.
Okay. I beat my target number by 3 along with a little cheeky 6.
Oh,
D6 is in
there. I feel like you're going to think I'm cheating, but I promise I rolled a Gandalf.
All right.
Scan. Love those scans.
Plus 2 4s and a 5.
2 4s and a 5. Wow. All right. Beery, Halloweth.
I feel like it was this way.
You're right.
It takes, as you both exit stage left and right, takes you about an hour outside of the cave. But your eyes do catch about 100 feet up the mountain, and it is a steep cliff. It would be a climb. But you see the unmoving body of one of the fell beasts.
Okay.
Yuri takes off running.
I'm assuming that is it on the mountainside?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. But if we get there, I'm gonna just hold Beery back a second. So wait, ouch! And I'm gonna load up my arrow with a rope on it. Go up and shoot it into the carcass.
Okay. Yeah, you know what? No rolls required. This is a huge target and it's not trying to attack you. You take your bow, shoot the arrow into the carcass, and manage to scale your way, Beery in tow, up the mountainside. Doesn't take you long at all, and you have the carcass of this fell beast at your disposal.
Oh my goodness. So as we're kind of like repelling up.
Yeah, I then take the arrow out of the carcass the moment I get there to keep it like.
I white love it.
Yep.
Look at this bounty. As he kind of like takes King's Echo, you know, the little knife dagger that he forged from the Mogul Blade, and instantly just like dives into harvesting this really amazing animal. Hey Hal, as he's kind of working, I felt like we gave the rings to the Hobbit, if I'm not mistaken. How'd you have them?
This is not easy. I had them all along. The rings are very powerful, as is their influence, as seen by Elrond, Gandalf, and the Lady Galadriel. And I had them
and you just thought not to tell us?
I thought that the power was mine to wield alone, that I could handle it, that I was strong and wise enough. And I was mistaken. After so long with them, carrying them, they became less of a burden and more of a companion, then a temptation, then a source of power that was totally irresistible. When I had them on, I felt indescribably destructive, healing, powerful, like nothing could touch me. I realize now that those forces of greed, of power, of a lust for something more could have easily been our downfall. And I'm sorry. I did what I could in the moments where I destroyed them, all but one. And because of that, our home was sacrificed. And I don't think I will ever forgive myself for that. You have to believe me when I say that I did not intend for that to happen. But even the oldest of us can be tempted.
Beery, make an insight check for me. Meantime, Halloweth, roll a d12 for me.
Nine.
Okay.
He has a terrible insight.
All right. So, Beery, unclear whether Halloweth is being fully truthful for you to you. Halloweth, you feel something inside yourself. There is a longing. It's unclear what exactly is drawing you towards it, but it's drawing you towards where Beery is carving. Just a few feet up on the body of the fell beast.
I guess I go to investigate it.
Beery, you tried to do it sneakily, but a few people noticed. Haldir was not one of them. You have Hallowith's finger and one of the elven rings. Hallowith, you rolled high enough that you recognize what this feeling is, but it's unclear why it's coming from Beery.
I let it go for now. I don't think Hallowith feels he's in a position to make any accusations for anything right now.
You're right. As he's kind of pulling back, look at how supple this leathery skin is. It's light, huh? But tough. This is lovely. As he continues to kind of carve, he's just like got blood up to his elbow, just kind of working through the, through the skin.
Gross.
Well, grew up hunting. This is normal stuff. Bones and things like that. Is there like teeth and like knuckle and claws or anything that he can harvest from this thing besides primarily like leather?
Usually I would have you make a craft check for this, but Beery, I will say you bring Gorge, you bring the cart, and as much as you can possibly fit between bones and teeth and knuckles and claws, we'll go over it after the show so we don't have to spend 20 minutes going over inventory. You two, give yourself a fellowship point.
Just for one last moment, as this thing's been kind of carved up and Beery would like to pull the Hallowith's arrow out of its kind of skull, hand it back to him and, hey, this still only counts as one. Had to do it. It had to be done.
Now, Don.
I like that also. I've used that on you as well.
So. Yes, you have.
Now, Don, since you left, does 6 points get taken off?
Yeah, it does.
And I imagine that cart is just an absolute bundle of bits and parts of hardened bone, tooth, and leather.
We'll go over the exact number of items you have.
Let's get back.
Meanwhile, we are going to cut back to Haldir. Because Haldir, the Lady Galadriel has asked to speak with you. And as you approach, she is still sort of lying in bed resting.
So in the time since I've spoken to Galadriel, Haldir has been sort of checking up on the people, but also trying to pick up on if the thing that she talked about is like the general feeling amongst the people, if there is a lack of trust towards Galadriel and how much the people know and how they're reacting to.
Yeah. Go ahead and make an insight check for me and do it with advantage.
Ooh, okay, that might help. Nope.
You do not hit your target number?
Yeah, nope.
You spend a couple of hours just asking around, trying to get a sense of what's going on. And it's so hard to read these people. They have lost everything. It's unclear who trusts Galadriel, who doesn't, who wants you to be their leader, who will go into the West with her. And you approach the lady who has requested your presence. Haldir, thank you for seeing me again.
Of course.
You are making preparations.
We are getting ready, yes.
Thangon, then.
I feel that it is the best option for now, unless you have some other suggestion. I'll be happy to listen.
I would advise you let those who would come with me into the West, but I will not influence anyone one way or another.
Would you like me to let them know that you would be leaving?
No, I shall do that myself. And she brings herself up out of bed, And for cinematic reasons, I'm going to say that Beery and Halloweth are back. Haldir, you watch as Galadriel raises herself up. And inside your head, you hear, "Come, everyone." And everyone looks around and everyone hears in their heads that it is Galadriel, basically calling an audience with the elves that remain in Lothlorien. And she stands close to 6.5, 7 feet tall, but she's on top of the bed. "Listen to me, all of you. A great evil awaits. And though some of you may not trust me, there is someone else you can put your trust in. Haldir will lead you." And there is murmurs around all of the elves. Every single eyeball is now on you. And she puts up a hand and goes, "In all my years, no one has led our people more bravely and more courageously." Galadriel puts one hand on your shoulder, Haldir. And Tanel, your father, puts one hand on Haldir. And other elves immediately start putting hands on various shoulders until every single elf and the one dwarf and the one boar in this Lothlorien cave unite behind their new leader.
So Haldir sort of looks down, takes a deep breath, and then sort of stands up a bit straighter. And then he says, "My friends, these have been difficult days. There is no question about that. All of us have suffered. We have lost loved ones, family, friends, our home. But your courage, your strength, your will to endure, there is no other group that I would rather help lead in this time. Our home is gone, true, but we will survive. We will build again, and we will come back to our former strength one day."
That, oh my NX, God. You are a class act.
Oh my God.
All right.
Hold on. Give me 2 seconds.
Yeah, no, we need to really recover from that.
I don't know why. I've been weepy today. It's stupid.
The three of you join in on this clasping of arms and limbs to form this nearly...
Beery's just reaching. Sorry. Jax.
Reaching up.
Just reaching up. Trying to reach the shoulders.
That is the best visual. Meanwhile, Gorge is just like...
Oh my God.
Oh, okay. Speeches and morale and so much love passing through these caves. The next leg of your journey is about to begin. Before we get to that, though, is there anything the four of you would like to do in this cave? Tanel.
After sort of the crowd disperses, I am going to go up to Haldir and say, "I wish you well on this task, this monumental task you have been given. It is not lost on me. Thank you. I have something for you. And honestly, you should thank Beery for them as well. And I'll take out 3 of the seeds and give them to Haldir. And say, "A wise man once told me to go make some shade. And while I don't think he thought I would do it literally, I hope that you can take our home with you, wherever you go."
This is your home too. I don't need to tell you how much this means to me, how much this will mean to everyone. Thank you.
Unless there is anything you would like to do that evening, we can come to the next morning.
I do one more thing.
Go ahead. No,
I'm sorry.
No. This is what this is all about. This is your story.
Just don't let me cry anymore, okay?
Well, I have given away 4 seeds, so I do have 1 left.
You do?
And I am going to find Galadriel.
Okay. Lady Tanel.
Hello. I understand why you're leaving, but it does make my heart ache just a little bit. Are there any who will be following you?
I have not heard of any.
I wanted to give you something before you go. And I know you don't think it, but in time, they, and she sort of gestures out to everyone, they will know it was not you that did this. And she takes out the last seed and gives it to her. It says, it was my home, their home, and yours. And I think you should keep a piece of it.
She stares down at this seed. And you see a single tear run down her face. If this should ever grow, I shall call it Celeborn.
Thank you. We can only hope.
Yes. I miss him.
I'm so sorry.
It is my own doing.
I wish there was some way I could assist you even more.
She looks you dead in the eye. Fight until your last breath.
I intend it.
Galadriel takes a moment, looks down at the seed, and ever so gently puts just one finger on it. And Tanel, you swear the seed starts to move and turns just the slightest bit greener. And Galadriel, looking back up at you, goes, perhaps there is still more work to be done. Thank you.
Please be safe on your travels.
And you, Lady Tanel.
And Tanel gives like a really deep bow and leaves her.
She puts a hand on your cheek. Namarie. Which is Elvish for goodbye, as a fun, obscure Lord of the Rings fact.
Hey.
The 4 of you gather just outside the cave to say your farewells. Haldir.
Yeah, as they're getting ready to, as they're ready to set off, Haldir would just bring them together, sort of away from people, and he'd say, my dear friends, Aloeth, Tanel, Biri, your unexpected arrival at this darkest hour brought all of us joy and hope that we could have never imagined. And for that, you have my sincerest thanks. I know that it seems dire, but this is a victory. We defeated Gwaihir in those woods. The lady survived. Gwaihir is not the first evil to attempt to take over this land, and he will not be the last. But we survived the others, and we will do so again. As long as just one of us stands against him, he will not win. So go forth and know that our hopes go with all of you. And know that in all your efforts, in all the lands that you journey to, back home, all of your friends, we're there to support you. Good luck, my friends.
And that is where we're going to end tonight's episode of the Unpredicted Party.
We gotta keep going!
Oh, man.
My heart is so full and it hurts.
Annex, thank you for joining us.
Thank you.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. This was
so much fun, guys. So much fun.
Stay forever!
You said that about the last guest, Max.
Yeah. We need
our party is going to be 12 by the end of this.
We just need to completely add on more people.
Oh man, guys, this was amazing.
This is not goodbye. Gosh.
Yes, no, not at all.
We'll see.
No.
How he goes into Fangorn and dies instantly.
No, don't give him any ideas, Max.
After today, I'm not letting you roll any worse.
But
everything's fine.
I did consider letting you guys go another half hour to try and get to Radagast, but this feels so much more.
This is
the way to do it.
This is good.
Up to the last episode being like 3 hours.
Yeah,
that's true.
Yeah. We did. I think I haven't finished finalizing it, but I think it's something like 220, which is a good 30 minutes longer than most of our normal episodes. Nice. So. Ladies, gentlemen, non-binary folks, girls, gays, and bays of all ages. Annex Wilson as Hal Deer, our special guest.
Hal Deer!
As with my other guests, he was only supposed to be here for one episode and it turned into three because of course it did. Annex, thank you so much for being here. This was lovely.
Thank you for having me. It grew and ended up being so much more amazing than I could have expected. Genuinely, this was amazing.
Well, we are glad you are here.
Fantastic. We are so grateful to have you.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, thank you so much.
Yeah. No, my one complaint now is that I have to wait so long to find out what happened. Months.
You're a couple of months away from figuring out what happens with these three. Watching it. Oh, man.
We'll just like every now and then message you a thumbs up or a thumbs down.
Or a skull and crossbones.
Listen. Really cryptic emojis. We'll only talk in emojis.
Like
a bow and arrow, a mountain top, and then fire.
Yeah. Just like a knife and a hand. Mm-hmm. Like, sorry.
I wonder who that could be.
Oh. Mm-hmm. Thank you to everybody for watching, for sticking with us through 11 episodes. We have a few more to go. We'll see.
This better never end, Don.
A lot of, considering that every guest is originally going to be here for one and stays for three, that does sort of suggest that the original time you thought this would take will naturally be tripled.
You know,
if you thought it's going to be 30 episodes, it's actually going to be 90.
Sign me up.
My original plan was to have you spend one or two episodes per location, and that has just completely gone out the window. So join us in 2 weeks. Or make sure you are liking, subscribing. Join us on Patreon for the after party. And I get to talk to these nerds about how this tearjerker of an episode went. God. We will see you all next time. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.